Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. By the way, they'll say, Amazon delivery driver here. We usually stop deliveries between 9:30 and 10 p.m., but I've delivered until 11 during peak seasons.
Sure.
All right, that explains it.
Yeah, December, they're out there grinding.
Yeah, for sure. Today we toast a guy we'll just call Mr. Tom Hale of somewhere in England. Now, most people, we love having a dishwasher. Obviously, it helps to clean up after meals, as the name implies. Anyway, Tom, he moved into his current apartment 2 years ago, and while his kitchen was nice, did not have a dishwasher. So he's been hand washing his dishes for that time. Not a big deal. He wasn't even bitching about it, but since it's a rental, it's not like he's going to go out and buy one. But good news, Tom now has a dishwasher and gets to wash his dishes the way that a lot of us do. Now, the reason we're toasting him is not because he has a dishwasher, but because Tom has always had a dishwasher. Dude lived there for 2 years, and directly under his sink was what he thought was a false front, right? Because the handle faced a different direction than the other cabinets, but it was still the same simulated wood as the other cabinets. Only after 2 years did he finally pull that handle and open the door to the goddamn dishwasher that he has not used for 2 years.
Jesus.
Because it had the wood front, so when you look at it, it looks like a cabinet. In most places, and a real estate agent will point out, like, hey, this is a nice little feature.
Or you have a cabinet in there. Don't you wonder what's inside of the cabinet?
He just assumed, and again, he thought it was a false front cabinet.
Well, it's awkward when it's under the sink.
It's directly under the sink. So that means in 2 years, right, because most people, even if you're hand washing your dishes, when you want to make your soap and crap disappear, you know, you open up the door into the sink and hide all your stuff, right? Not Tom. Not for two goddamn years. He finally pulled the handle and was like, I'll be goddamn.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look, the first apartment I had out here, I did the same thing.
What do you mean?
I was in there probably a year and a half before I realized it was a dishwasher.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, but you got to keep it. Like, I lived there by myself, so I never had more than two or three dishes.
That's right.
So I just had a rack, never gave it two thoughts, and then started dating somebody, and they're like, you realize that's a dishwasher. I was like, get at it.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's cut this guy some slack.
Well, he posted this on, I don't know, Twitter, Instagram or something. And apparently, a bunch of people responded saying, like, one woman, she bought a house. She lived there for like 10 years. And when she bought it, it was a two-bedroom house. So she gets these people over, they're going to stage it or something. And there's like this locked door that she never opened in her own home. There's a whole other goddamn bedroom. Yeah, so from a two-bedroom, it gets worse in there. But, we toast Mr.
Tom Hale. Some of us just use what we got without opening up strange doors.
Fair enough, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make. We'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Long time no talk, Picholas.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I need some drugs, man, so give me the drugs.
Drugs! Yes. We go to the fine state of Florida for this story. I want to say Mike Hogg talked about this guy either earlier this week or late last week. In this case, it involves a 37-year-old guy named Keith Adams. And the cops caught him with a glass pipe with cocaine residue on Saturday when he was driving with a friend. And then when they took him to jail, they found he was trying to smuggle more drugs by hiding them in his prosthetic leg. But look, the cops weren't stupid. Because the cops, they even told him, said, look, you have more drugs in your prosthetic leg. He said, I sure don't. They said, when we take you to the station, we're going to search your prosthetic legs. So now if you're lying to us, that's even worse. I said, I'm not lying. But it turns out he had more drugs in there. They found a whole host of drugs in addition to the other drugs he had on him. So he's facing four total charges, and he already had two other drug cases pending. So this guy is all about the drugs. The question is, what drug did he not have stuffed into his prosthetic leg? So the one drug he did not have in his leg, was it fentanyl, meth, Xanax, or cocaine?
Trying to remember what Mike said to this. What do you guys remember?
I don't even know if Mike actually covered these specific drugs, just that a guy had hidden drugs in his prosthetic leg.
Our choices again are fentanyl,
meth, Xanax, or cocaine.
And what did they find on him?
They originally busted him with cocaine. Right. He had the glass pipe with cocaine residue.
From crack.
And he has the two priors already. That's why they're like, bro, if there's anything in your leg, we're asking you to tell us now.
And where was it?
In Largo, Florida. What do you think of Mike?
I did mention what drugs they were.
Oh, did you?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So now you're hurting my feelings.
You're just not memorable.
I think based on the fact that...
Sorry, Jeff.
These all seem to be in the same category except for Xanax, Jeff. Or Anthony, so I'm going to go...
yes, he is actually Anthony.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I'm going to go Xanax.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got...
He's got a leg party.
What's that?
He's got a leg party going on.
Yeah, he could have meth in there, right? Because if he's already smoking crack or smoking coke, then he likes to be speedy. But I'm going to say it's fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Yeah. Okay.
Anthony, what are you thinking on this?
What are my choices again?
Your choices are
fentanyl, meth, Xanax, and cocaine.
I'm going to say Xanax.
Xanax, you're joining me, Anthony. Okay. Hopefully we're right on this one. We're going to find out what he did not have. Was it fentanyl, meth, Xanax, or cocaine next?
That was a tease. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category Strikes on Profile. That's got a Florida man caught with a pipe with cocaine residue on it. Cops. They wondered, since they knew the dude, did you maybe have some more drugs in your prosthetic leg? He said he did not. Turns out he had a whole bunch of drugs in his prosthetic leg. Question is, what did he not have? Was it fentanyl, meth, Xanax, or cocaine?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, my friend Anthony. But first, let us start with E. Ted Smith.
No.
Well, you guessed fentanyl.
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry, fentanyl. Now, Anthony, you agreed with our friend Miles Montgomery, Xanax. Basically speaking, just doesn't really fit the profile of everything else in there. I'm sorry. He did have Xanax, believe it or not.
And Xanax, huh?
It's the last one that I would have guessed with this particular guy. Meth.
Huh.
That's now, the one he didn't have.
Oh, Christ. We're picking what he didn't have.
How much people could have seen your pure disgust?
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
For the record, still would have got it wrong, but that's still...
What would you have guessed had you guessed what he said?
I would have been with Miles, Xanax.
That would have been my guess as well.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. It's right there in the title. All these guys have a team of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The artist formerly known as Diddy and about 200 other things is once again changing his name with his new middle name, which is Love. His name now is Sean Love Combs. I like it, but it would have been funnier if it was Sean Love Honeycombs.
Kimmel. Fallon.
Kimmel.
The artist, now formerly known as Diddy and about 200 other things, is once again changing his name with his new middle name, which is Love. His name is now Sean Love Combs. I like it. It would be funnier if it was Sean Love Honeycomb, but I think it's pretty good.
I remember when he was P. Diddy. It's how old I am.
What was he first? He was Puff Daddy or Puffy?
I guess, right, Puff Daddy, Puffy was the same thing.
But wasn't he Puff Daddy slash Puffy first, then P. Diddy?
Right, and then he changed to just Diddy. I mean,
I know.
It's rap. So rappers have a lot of nicknames. Sure. It's not that unheard of. Someone in Wisconsin just filed a lawsuit claiming bagel bites do not contain real cheese or real sauce. I guess they miss the authentic mini pizza bagels grandma used to bring from the old country.
Seth Meyers.
I'll go Kimmel.
Fallon.
Someone in Wisconsin just filed a lawsuit claiming that bagel bites do not contain real cheese or tomato sauce. I guess they missed the authentic mini pizza bagels that grandma brought back from the old country.
A woman in Morocco has given birth to 9 babies at one time. And the family has already signed a minor league contract with the Yankees. Yeah, I couldn't get that one out. She's got a whole team there.
She does.
Well, if they play in the National League.
Right. Someone texted in when we first told the story. They're like, I wonder if she's going to, like, develop 9 nipples just to feed them. Yeah. Just lay on her back and let them all just climb in.
Do the dog.
She's like a dog now. Yeah, right. Good call, Miles. Star quarterback Tom Brady said recently that he would trade 2 of his 7 Super Bowl rings. For the record, 7 Super Bowl rings.
Right.
7? 7.
And yet he's a terrible player. It's amazing.
Star quarterback Tom Brady said recently that he would trade 2 of his 7 Super Bowl rings if he could have won a championship at the end of the 2007 undefeated season. Sorry, but we already made a deal, said Satan.
That sounds like Myers.
Yeah, it's like Myers.
Star quarterback Tom Brady said recently that he would trade 2 of his 7 Super Bowl rings to have won a championship at the end of his 2007 undefeated season. Sorry, but we already made a deal, said Satan.
You know, you and Seth. Seth Myers loses his voice a lot, too.
Does he?
It's got to be something genetic.
Oh, I'm sure it is, man. Like, if I scream my face off, which I do a lot, but particularly loud.
Yeah.
Like, at a sporting event, say Tuesday, when I watch my team give up a grand slam home run in spite of the fact that we loaded the base twice and didn't do the goddamn thing. Like, if that kind of thing had happened, that would explain my voice today.
Get some cheese. Get some salami, Tom. New York City just announced that next year's snow days will be replaced with remote learning days, which explains why 3 third graders spent the day learning to say friggin' de Blasio.
Fallon.
New York City just announced that next year's snow days will be replaced with remote learning days. Which explains why third graders spent the day learning to say friggin' de Blasio.
You know what the worst part about that is? Like, everyone feels bad for the kids, and I get it, because I would be pissed if I were a kid. It's worse for the parents. If your kid has a snow day, right, depending on their age, but if you're old enough to go, if they just have the day off like we did, either they go outside and play in the snow, so maybe get them dressed, get them undressed. They're going to play their video games. They're going to do the stuff they want to do on the weekend, but it doesn't involve you. When they're stuck in school and everything they don't understand, and we all just went through this, basically, if your kid has a remote learner on a school day, then as a parent, if you're the one who's home, your day just went to S. It really did. If your kid's just playing, then they kind of don't want any part of you. You know what I mean? They play their Xbox, do your thing, but when they're in school and need your help every 5 seconds and all this crap, it's like, that sucks for the parents.
I just don't think it's going to work.
No, it's
because
not.
Because, right, like, there's you're not in outside. School because there's so snowing.
There's so much snow outside, we canceled school. Every kid on earth, if there's that much snow outside, they want to be out
but
there.
But even just logistically, you can't really do it. Not everybody has the same internet provider and this and that.
That's
like,
a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's still a lot of people that don't own laptops or personal, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, and that now all of a sudden it's going to be like, well, it's not a snow day. They got to come to class. Plus, let's be honest, you're dealing with the teachers too. And like,
they're happy to get a snow day as well.
Right. And who knows? You know what I mean? Like their place isn't prepped for a running class. And I get the idea of it. I'm just like, that one ain't got
I get
now,
the
if
idea.
You've had, you know, you have one of those winters where you've already blown through all the snow days you have allowed.
I get it.
Maybe by the spring, maybe you get to like end of February. It's like, hey, we're going back to the remote learning. Plus, that was the other thing. Remote learning for a lot of places, like, they handed out tablets to people.
Yes, they did.
To
because
learn.
The school system.
So, like, now 2 days before a snowstorm, you're going to be like, come in and get your tablet?
Right, and you don't, it's a cluster F.
It ain't going to work. You heard it here, kids. Kids, you're safe with me. Woo! All right. It's not going to happen. All right, I got some interesting stuff here, but Thrill gave me this one, and I just want to talk about this because I like eating.
All right.
So everybody's seen Mark Wahlberg recently, and he posted a picture on Instagram where it looks like he has a belly. I will also say camera angles matter a lot, folks, because I've also seen a picture of him just like yesterday where he's not putting out his bulge.
Right.
Yeah, so the guy is still in pretty good shape. He's out of shape for, I guess, him.
For him.
Right. So last week I was talking about, he was on, I want to say with Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about eating out at his favorite restaurants. He's going to go to bakeries and this and that. But he has put on weight. So then for this movie, Stew, that's coming out. So he's got a personal chef named Lawrence Duran.
Oh, Lawrence.
Uh-huh. He's eating 7,000 calories a day.
What is the average for a person?
2,000.
2,000. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. But basically, the thing is, like, and granted, that's a lot of weight to put on in a month,
yeah,
right? So most people just go out, eat whatever. He's not doing that. His day still starts around 3 a.m. Here's how his meals are going to go, right? Up first, four eggs, followed by a workout. You got four eggs. How you eating them?
In that case, probably scrambled.
Two scrambled, three scrambled, one fried.
Yeah, I'm going scrambled.
Okay.
Get him in my gullet. His second meal of the day is eight eggs, six strips of bacon, a cup of rice, two tablespoons of olive oil, and a protein shake.
That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food.
I could not eat that in one sitting.
No.
Just eight eggs alone.
And a protein shake. A protein shake is enough.
Yeah, I find that
was... There's a lot of protein in this diet to gain weight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's kind of what the head chef, Jesus, what his chef is saying. It's like, look, he gets one day a week where he can go out and kind of eat some other stuff. But, like, he's not just putting on fat. Like, he's bulky.
Because a lot of guys, when they have to put on weight for a movie, it's like Alfredo.
Donuts.
Right.
That was Stallone's famous thing for Copland. They were like, how'd you put on that weight? And he goes, I ate fettuccine Alfredo every night.
Mm-hmm. So with Mark Wahlberg, he's very conscious of his body. And he's like, look, I don't mind putting on the weight because I can lose it, but I don't want to eat crap.
Right.
That's where he and I are very different.
Yeah, right? You have no idea how hard it is to eat 7,000 calories in a day. It's like, have you heard of NFL Sundays?
Have you heard of egg rolls?
Meal three, some kind of ground beef or ground turkey, either in a burger patty or a meatloaf. Another cup of rice.
Now, do they give the times that he's eating? There's one thing you say, but I mean, what is your
guy? The guy gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, he starts, I know his first meal is at 3, right? But I just had, four eggs at 3 a.m. is my first meal. I know he's working out.
It's got to be every 2.5-3 hours.
Can you imagine then? In
right,
3 hours,
eight times a day,
you've now put down 12 eggs with six slices of bacon, in addition to your protein. This is only the second meal.
What goes in also has to come out. I can't imagine how much time he's sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
I bet you they have an extra fan on that.
Next up, this one sounds pretty good. Half a roasted chicken, another cup of rice, cup of cooked spinach, and a cup of cooked
beets. Yeah, but right now we're on four cups of rice.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, he's already worked out twice.
Right.
And, like, no offense, but, like, he's not working out like basically any normal human. Like, he's doing intense stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think his body probably needs more of that fuel as it is.
Okay.
Either way, I mean, I'd give it a run. Then he's having an 8-ounce veal chop or pork chop. No more rice.
Okay.
Next meal, a 4-ounce piece of salmon, cup of rice is back, olive oil, and beets.
What do you think the olives are? Does it make sure he passes all this stuff? And I'm not saying that to be funny, but if you're eating that much rice.
I figured maybe just to give him some flavor, because he strikes me as a guy that doesn't get a lot of salt involved in his food.
I suspect that is true. Yeah,
yeah, see, you know, drizzle a little olive oil over a lot of things. It'll make it taste better. Then meal seven, he's having 8 ounces of some kind of steak,
Jesus.
8 ounces of some kind of whitefish, and a ton of vegetables. Basically, he's having a surf and turf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the nightcap.
Oh, wow.
It's a mash consisting of 1 cup of steel-cut oatmeal.
Ooh, that's going to sit in your stomach all night.
Yeah.
There's a reason you eat that in the morning.
2 tablespoons of applesauce. I like applesauce. 2 tablespoons of jelly or jam. I like jelly. I like jam. 2 tablespoons of almond butter. All right. And 1 tablespoon of molasses.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
That actually does not sound bad.
Yeah. Basically, that one is so that he gains weight as he's sleeping. Which is
Jesus.
The opposite of what... But again,
right, I get
he
it.
Is not a human being. He has one cheat day over the weekend where he can go eat pizza, cookies, pastas, whatever. But right, he's bulking up like healthily.
Right, right.
As opposed to being like...
The Stallone version.
Right, which, to be honest...
Right, well, I know.
I would... Everybody, like, I think everybody would rather go the Stallone version.
Yes!
But they say just put on weight and look sloppy. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Got it. I don't need a personal chef.
But Wahlberg is just built different. And I don't mean that as like something cool to say on the internet.
He's been working
like,
out for years.
Right, like he's a fitness freak.
Calvin
Klein, he respects his
model.
Body.
That's his thing, right? Like, I don't think he cares about drinking, smoking, any of that. Maybe he used to smoke weed or whatever. But like, he is, like, fitness is his thing. That's
sure.
his life, you know what I mean? So it's like, of course he's going to bulk up the best way you could.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's time for an egg king.
Hopefully the role and what he's doing all this for will be worth it.
Yes.
Like when Stallone did what? Copland? It was okay. But it,
really?
Do you like Copland?
Oh, I love that movie. Okay. Ray Liotta? Come on.
I just like, eh, I thought it was just all right.
You should watch it again, bro.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Four-year-old accidentally buys $2,600 worth of SpongeBob popsicles on Amazon.com. Non-returnable, by the way. Oh, this is just a happy reminder not to forget this Sunday, it's all about mom. Man shuts down New York subway by going into conductor's cabin and locking himself in. Bismarck police put up a Star Wars meme, and here come the people with thin skin. And a Pennsylvania man high on cocaine arrested at 4 a.m. for shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, on top story, we go to Brooklyn, where a young man got a craving for some popsicles. The boy is a fan of SpongeBob SquarePants, as are plenty of kids his age, and decided that he was going to buy some SpongeBob popsicles off of Amazon, but there was just one issue. He's 4 years old. So, naturally, he didn't know what he was doing and bought upwards of $3,000 worth of popsicles. Given that they were non-refundable, they are working on a plan to cover the cost of the frozen treats. They got a GoFundMe up there to help them out a little bit.
I mean, where would you put it?
That's what I was going to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
who's got the freezer space? Goodness gracious. Well, he's happy.
Real happy.
In other news, a claims adjuster in California got an earful after making what he thought was a private comment. While figuring out where the jurors would sit during a trial about a 2016 accident, the claims adjuster, who was taking part in the event via video conference, got frustrated with the judge to the point to where he exclaimed to himself, quote, OMG, this effing judge is an idiot. Unbeknownst to him, his mic was on, so his comment was broadcast on the loudspeakers inside the courtroom.
Who's the idiot now?
He was soon identified and read the riot act by the insulted judge. The judge actually looked at the jury and said, could you all please excuse us here for just a moment? Yes. And then she tore him down to the Ooh. Nines. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry that my comments can frustrate you and that you are not a fan, but you need to conduct yourself. I mean, and she was well within her rights. Based on what he said, goodness gracious.
I was a fan of George is an idiot. Like, you know what's even dumber? Your mic is hot.
Microphone's on.
Oh.
Dumbass. Maybe instead of claims, you should adjust your volume.
Pennsylvania is still going strong. Authorities were called to a local home after it was reported that their neighbor was shooting fireworks at their house. They went to the neighbor's house where they found our man who appeared to be nervous, sweating, and even hallucinating. They patted him down where they found 3.5 grams of cocaine and about 6.5 grams of meth in his pockets.
Damn.
Still going at 4 a.m.
Let's do this.
I just...
He was shooting so many, they were afraid, seriously, neighbors, that he was going to burn their house down while they were sleeping.
Right.
So they called the cops because he wouldn't stop. So one neighbor went out and said, man, hey.
Not a big ass.
Turn down, to their right. house, man. And
he's the hell with it.
Right. Once again, if you're going to break the rules, only do them one at a time.
Yep.
Pennsylvania's coming along the outside. They got a chance to win this race.
Yeah, man. Social media once again being someone's undoing. A woman was arrested for child cruelty after attempting to embarrass her 12-year-old daughter on Instagram. For whatever reason, the woman felt the need to discipline her daughter, which came in the form of striking her with a belt, quote, several times.
Jesus.
Wanting to share her expert parenting with the world, the woman posted a video that she took of the punishment to Instagram in an effort to shame her online. Unfortunately, she took it a bit overboard as the daughter had visible bruising on her arms and thighs. When police asked her about the video, she admitted to, quote, beating her MFing ass and embarrassing her on Instagram.
Wow. Hmm. Now you're going to jail. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's like, even more embarrassing.
Somebody can beat your ass in there.
My mom's abusive and stupid.
Right.
Great.
Just my dad spanked me when I was a kid, which this is not spanking. This is clear abuse. Right. But you'd never videotape that and put it up on social media.
No, I don't want to revisit it either.
No, I'm good. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC, and it is a bad choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.